Ninth grade biology. Readings for Monday, April 27th, chapter 17, pages 337 through 339. Page 337. Biodiversity. Biologists have named and classified almost 2 million species. However, they estimate that the total number of species on Earth is much greater. Over time, scientists have created various systems of classifications to organize their knowledge of the tremendous number of species. Each system places species into categories based on particular characteristics. Classifying organisms. One important branch of biology investigates biodiversity, the variety of organisms considered at all levels of populations to ecosystems. In general, the scientific catalog of all biodiversity on Earth has increased over time. The number of identified species has grown from hundreds to millions, and scientists are certain that many more remain unidentified. Since the 1980s, ecologists Terry Irwin and others have been working to catalog insect species in plots of tropical rainforest. To do this, researchers may fog the treetops with insecticide and then catch the falling insects in a net, as shown in Figure 17-1. Then, the scientists will count and classify the insects. Using such methods, Irwin collected over 1,000 species of beetles from just 19 trees of the same species in a limited area of rainforest. Furthermore, Irwin used his data to estimate the total possible number of insect species worldwide. He proposed that there could be more than 30 million species of insects on Earth. Every year, biologists discover thousands of new species and seek to classify them in a meaningful way. Over the centuries, classification systems of organisms have been proposed and modified to include an increasing understanding of how organisms are structured and how they evolved. Biologists are challenged to organize their knowledge of such diversity in a way that makes sense. For example, consider the pangolin, a species that is covered with scales and catches ants on its sticky tongue. Should pangolins be grouped in a category with other scaly animals, such as lizards and crocodiles? Biologists have decided against such a classification because pangolins share many more similarities with mammals such as dogs and cats than with lizards or crocodiles. Should pangolins be grouped in a category with other mammals that use sticky tongues to eat ants? Again, biologists have decided against this grouping because pangolins share more similarities with dogs and cats than with other ant-eating mammal species. Page 338. Taxonomy. The science of describing, naming, and classifying organisms is called taxonomy. Any particular group within a taxonomic system is called a taxon. Plural, taxa. Over time, scientists have created taxonomic systems that have different numbers and levels of taxa, as well as different names for each taxon. About 2,400 years ago, the Greek philosopher Aristotle classified organisms into only two taxa, either plants or animals. He grouped animals according to whether they lived on land, in water, or in air, and grouped plants based on differences in their stems. as naturalists described more organisms, they realized that Aristotle's classification system was inadequate. Early naturalists also found that common names such as robin or fir tree were not useful to identify organisms because common names vary from place to place, and many don't accurately define a species. For example, the common name jellyfish is misleading. Although it has a jelly-like body, a jellyfish is not a fish. Some naturalists name species by using long descriptions in Latin, but these names were difficult to remember and did not describe relationships among organisms. The Linnaean system. Swedish naturalist Carolus Linnaeus, living from 1707 to 1778, devised the system of grouping organisms into hierarchical categories according to their form and structure. Each category represents a level of grouping from larger, more general categories to smaller, more specific categories. Linnaeus's original system had 7 levels. Figures 17-2 and table 17-1 show a modern classification of different organisms in a hierarchical system similar to that used by Linnaeus. Page 339. Levels of classification. The modern version of Linnaeus's nested hierarchy of organization is shown in figure 17-2. His largest category was the kingdom, which was made up of only 2 kingdoms, animals and plants. Modern biologists adopted the system but added several other kingdoms as well as domains, which are categories above the kingdom level. Subsets below the kingdom level are called phyla, singular phylum. Each phylum consists of classes, and each class contains orders. Still, smaller groupings are the family and the genus. The smallest grouping, which contains only a single kind of organism, is the species. Binomial nomenclature. Linnaeus gave an organism a species name, or a scientific name, with 2 parts: the genus name followed by the species identifier. This system of 2-part names is known as binomial nomenclature. The species name for humans is Homo sapiens. The species name is written in italics with the genus name capitalized. Species names generally come from Latin roots and are intended to be the same for all countries and in every language. The name of a species is often quite descriptive. One kind of amoeba, which changes its shape seemingly randomly as it crawls in a pond, is called Chaos Chaos. The ground pangolin species identifier is Temminckii, which commemorates C.J. Temminck, a 19th century Dutch naturalist who first collected a specimen of the species. Biologists refer to variations of a species that live in different geographic areas as subspecies. A subspecies name follows the species identifier. For example, Terrapin carolina triunui is a subspecies of the common eastern box turtle Terrapin carolina.